B-Pod Studios.
Delaney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Mercedes, welcome to War of the Roses. How can we help you with your relationship this week?
Hi. Okay, so I have been dating my boyfriend Jeffrey for about 2 years now, and I really, really believe he's cheating on me. He works at this cell phone store with this girl who he takes tons and tons of selfies with. I mean, he only posted a few of them, but they're too close for my liking, and honestly, I don't think anyone should be smiling that close to my man.
Okay, I mean, I don't blame you there, especially, like, does he post, would you say, more photos with her than he does with you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's annoying.
But working at a cell phone store, if there's no customers, you gotta kill time, girl.
Yeah, but you don't have to post them.
So what? They're coworkers.
And can they not be friends?
Right.
They can be friends, but I'm telling you guys, if you see some of these selfies, like, there's no reason why your duck lips should be so close to his face.
Whoa.
Okay. Have you ever met her before?
Just like when I go into the store. But I haven't really sat down to meet her.
Is it ever awkward between the two of you?
For me, yes. I don't know how she feels, but for me, yes. I feel very awkward when I'm around her.
So what conversations have you had with Jeffrey about this, if anything?
I did, and I told him, you know, he has to the end of the year to propose, or, you know, it's over.
So you're kind of giving him an ultimatum at this point.
He has till the end of the year, unless he's cheating on you, in which case you're going to speed this whole process up.
Exactly. That's what I would like to find out.
All right.
All right, I'll dial him up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Jeffrey.
This is him. Who's calling?
Hey, Jeffrey, my name's Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We are a romantic gift company, and we do a rewards program where when someone buys a dozen roses, we give a dozen roses to the person that they'd like to recommend. So somebody has given us your name and phone number, and I have a beautiful dozen red roses that are very romantic for you to send to someone that you love.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, by the sound of your voice, it sounds like I should be giving those roses to you.
Oh, well, thank you. But, of course, I can't receive them. But if you have someone in mind that you're romantically involved in or you have someone that you love, we can send them to them. I also have a gift card here for you to write on as well. So what's the name you'd like me to put on the card?
You know what? I never get anything like this, so I'm going to use it wisely. And Shyla. It's like nobody. Yeah, Shyla. I think that's who I definitely want to send it to.
You said Shyla?
Yep.
Okay.
S-H-I-L-A-H.
Okay.
Jeffrey, what the hell? You better check that name again.
Did you hear that in your phone?
I did, Jeffrey. That's actually your girlfriend, Mercedes, who's on the line as well. You're on War of the Roses with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Perfect.
Hey. What the hell?
No, baby.
You don't even have to pay for the damn roses, and you're going to send it to somebody else?
All my love for you.
Come on, baby. No.
Wow, breaking into song.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeffrey.
She knows I sing to her quite frequently, and she knows that all my love is for her.
Jeffrey, we never even got to the card, but who is Shyla?
I kind of work with her.
Are you romantically involved with her?
No. Like I said, all my love is for my mother.
Then why are you sending her roses then, Jeffrey? You are so stupid.
All my love's for you, baby. Come on now. Babe, when I sing to you, you know I'm not lying. We're not like that. We're just
Jeffrey, the problem is that my good friend Loren, she told you it was a romantic package. It's roses.
But it technically, I didn't give a message, so technically, I wasn't responding like a, you know, you're like public enemy number one over here. Why are you downing me, dude?
Well, you also said that you were going to make this dozen of roses, like, work for you, that you weren't going to, you know, squander it. So, I mean, I assume you're sending it to somebody that you really like. But why not send them to Mercedes?
Because my baby, she's a Mercedes. Flowers? Come on.
This is the point where you can come up with a good lie, Jeffrey.
I want to give it all to you, babe. I want to give it all to you. Not flowers. I would rather give something more than flowers.
See, flowers aren't enough for Mercedes, is what Jeffrey's saying.
Yeah.
Meanie, don't help him out.
Baby, you got me all wrong. Just listen to the words of my song. I mean, come on.
I'm taking my shirt off. Anybody else red hot over this?
Jeffrey, you are very charming, but I feel like I see through what you're doing here.
Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Come on. Like this. How are you going to have radio call and just, you got me figured out? No.
Mercedes listens to this radio show, and she knows that we do this War of the Roses where we test the relationship. If she can't get a straight answer out of you, she comes to us. Mercedes, it's over, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. Yes.
Like, what do you mean over? Like, over until I see you? Like, I don't...
Do I need to put it in song for you to understand? It's over.
Come on.
What a vocal bunch.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.